22-year-old Achola Lingjog delivered her baby boy through C-sections at Bor Hospital 5 days ago. Jog says she was in labor for nearly 4 days before going to the hospital because of the strong traditional beliefs among her family members who wanted her to deliver at home.
The family members thought that the delivery would just be normal and could be handled at home. But it became complicated until I was brought to the hospital. I became anemic. About 30 people were tested, but none had blood that can match mine. Fortunately, my cousin was born and he donated me blood. I thank the doctors for saving my life and my baby.
Some women say they have difficulties accessing maternity services due to last year's floods that have made movement difficult. 27-year-old Sunday James Atim says pregnant women like her find it difficult to walk long distance through floodwaters to the hospitals.
I visited the hospital when I realized that I'm pregnant, but it became difficult for me to visit regularly as required by the doctors because of the flood. I chose to stay home. I went to Juba, but I did not go to the hospital there. I came back yesterday and decided to come today to see the doctor because I'm feeling pain in my stomach.
Bor Hospital Medical Director Dr. Bol Chow says delivering through cesarean section can be risky.
In December, we had so many cases of operations, cesarean sections. So I may say in a week, they may go up to four. Actually, most of our people, those that are brought, are anemic patients. So it became very difficult for us to get the donors. But some passed away, they passed away due to anemia. I think our women just ignore it. They don't want to come to the ANC clinics for follow-up. So they come at the last resort or when it has developed, because most of them just prefer to deliver at home. And when there are complications, that's when many run to the hospital. And most of the time, the outcome is not good.
Dr. Chow says out of 350 women who delivered at the hospital in the past 2.5 months, about 20 women delivered through cesarean section. Chow says he understands that most pregnant women in remote parts of the state do not receive regular maternity service due to cultural norms and a lack of transport.
Cesarean section is the last option. That if the patient, really, you try your obstetric maneuvers and it fails, then you offer a cesarean section so that you save the two, the mother and the baby.
William Dengmach, an obstetric specialist working in Bor's hospital maternity ward, says he only performs C-sections when necessary. Dr. Deng says having no blood bank at the hospital complicates matters.
The hospital doesn't have a blood bank. And when we received these cases, they came in a very critical condition. At time, the major challenge is actually blood. This is a big challenge in this hospital. We have that challenge. We lost 2 patients because of that.
Dr. Deng says if women regularly go to the hospital for prenatal care throughout their pregnancy, it helps to catch potential concerns earlier and reduces the risk of pregnancy and birth complications. Bor Hospital nurse Daniel Machara Tim says the number of women seeking prenatal services at the antenatal clinic during the flooding dropped significantly. Before the flood, he says the facility used to serve about 70 women a day, but afterward, that number fell to about 30 or so a day. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.